well-being scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
Well-being scriptures for today are reading from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and it's a new week. Health scriptures, Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Matthew 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying. Give without pay. Proverbs 3, 7 to 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. Acts 4, verses 9 to 12. If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a cripple, by what means this man has been healed, be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Wealth scriptures. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Proverbs 28, verse 19. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 16, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Proverbs 22, verse 4. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us we produce thanksgiving to God. Other well-being scriptures. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Psalm 18, verse 19. He brought me forth into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. John 16, verse 33. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Colossians 2, 6-7. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Webbing Scriptures for today. God bless you.